and worship together. You're not a man. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything, no one like you. No one like you, Jesus, no one like you. No one like you, Eze, no one like you. No one like you, Father, no one like you, Master. You're the God of everything, no one like you. Again, you're not a man, no, you're not a man, no, you're the God who opens doors no man can shut, you're not a man, no, you're not a man, no, you're the God of everything, no one like you, no one. Like you, no one like you, as ain't no one like you, no one like you, Father, no one like you, Master, you're the God of everything, no one like you, no one, no one like you, Jesus, no one like you. You as a no one like you, no one like you, Father, no one like you, Master, you're the God of everything, no one like you, you're the God of everything, no one like you, Lord, you're the God of everything. No one like you. Sing one more time. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, Eze. No one like you. No one like you, Father. No one like you, Master. You're the God of everything. No one like you. You're the God of everything, no one like you. You're the God of everything, no one like you. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters, you are all that matters. I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters, you are all that matters. Away, away, you are all that matters. Away, away, you are all that matters. Away, You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, Yahweh, you are all that matters. Oh, Yahweh, you are all that matters. Oh, Yahweh, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, what would I live for if I don't have you in my life? What would I gain if you take the Holy Ghost? What would have become of me if I didn't see your light? What would have been said of me if you didn't hold my hand? Now I've come to realize that you are all I have. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, are you in front? In front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. Oh, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, Yahweh, 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 you are all that matters. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Front of my melody, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters.
All that matters. Have those words, O God, not just be words. Let it, O God, be the truth that comes from the very depths of our being, that we hold you so highly, and there's nothing else that competes with you in our lives. Not things, not people, not family, not finances, not property, nothing. That you are utmost in every decision we make. That, O God, is only possible because, Father, you shed your love abroad in our hearts. A love that is sold out and so committed, so given. Let that which you sowed in us be your harvest, uncorrupted. For you thought about us and you said, you are all that matters. I'll do anything for you. And you did. You gave your life as ransom for us, a bunch of nobodies. But you priced us higher than anything else. You put the value of God, yourself, to purchase us. Lord, may this be the day, O God, that we are willing to give up everything just to have you, just like you did everything just to have us. Receive your harvest. Receive your harvest. Receive your harvest, Father. Receive your harvest. You sowed good seed in us. You cannot get a bad crop. Father, blessed be your holy name. Make it happen, Lord. For we can do nothing except by your grace. It is not by might, nor is it by power, but by your Spirit. By your Spirit, so let it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Please sing it again. I'll put you in front.
I'll put you in front.
In front of my melody.
You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, way, you are all that matters. Oh, way, you are all that matters. Oh, way, you are all that matters.
Shake it, my God.
the Holy Spirit. Receive the Spirit of the living God. Be empowered in your inner man. I bless you. I bless your marriage. I declare this day in the name of Jesus that any struggle, any stress that the enemy will try to bring will be discarded. Just like water in the back of a dock, it will roll away. You will stand strong, you will stand whole, empowered to succeed. May the Lord use you to surprise so many. There are some people that think that you're not going to last. It's a lie. It's a lie. So you stand strong. Stay strong with the Lord, and He will weld you together tighter and tighter. All the plans of the enemy are lies. You get it? Praise the Lord. Marabo shakata de malakaya. Rebalado seke telebre shukata bakoso. Rebalada daba shanteke telebre kuta. O rebalada daba shike telebushaya. Rike telebu seke rebalada kata 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 boshe telebakore. Re manaraba shakata bakose pereke tebereke te. Re balada sonte ne makaba sha. Yende de de bere kete kete bosoko. Radaba sha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Lord continue to work on you. Right this very moment, the Lord is moving in the midst of His people, and He's doing His thing. Hallelujah. Babu shikate ne baleke soko rebalado sekete mashe randa ba shikaya to soko re manana ba shakaya rando sikia da ba shikata ba riande ba sekete shi matusa katiki yodobo koya. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nicole, come. The Lord says He's pulling an arrow out, but with it, He's bringing healing. There'll be no scars. In the mighty name of Jesus. No scars. No scars. No scars. In the mighty name of Jesus. Strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Katabo Shai Matosuke. In the name of Jesus. Madi bala de ke shike te boko. Re bala da 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 shikaya. In the mighty name of Jesus. Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. You know, in the life that we live in God, we definitely need to put Him first. There are so many things that want to be first.
But you got to put God first. If you don't, whatever it is that you're looking for, you end up losing. So many people compromise themselves and they end up losing. And they wonder, why did I lose that? I gave it my all. You give your all to the wrong thing. When you give your all to the wrong thing, you lose. Because God is not going to have a competition. You shall have no other gods before me. No other gods. Anything that you raise to the level of God in your life is going to create problems. So it's important to place God first. Like that song says, you are all that matters. I put you in front of my melody. I make room for two, for you and I, Jesus. Why? Because you are all that matters. The Lord is asking everyone here that question. He's asking you tonight if you will make that true. This is a personal time between each one of us and God. And it's asking that question, you go make that true. You are all that matters. You see, when you make that true, you cannot be blackmailed by the enemy. Not ever again. Because you've made that decision. It's final. All that matters is God. That's all that matters. And so everything goes to another level. Nothing on this floor. This is a special room for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Making room for him. You see, the room you make for the Lord is the room that is going to generate your miracles. There was a woman that made a room for a prophet. Because he watched the prophet coming through town day in, day out. And each time she sees the prophet, says, please come to my house, please come to my house. And one day she says, wait a minute, we can't be putting the prophet in the couch. God make a room for him. And they built a special room. Talking to you. Talking to everybody, but I'm talking to you. She put a table there, she put a bed there, she put a lamp there. And every time the prophet came, he knew where his room was. And he goes to that room. And one day he asks his servant, he says, what does this woman need? What does she need? He says, well, I don't see any children here. I think they need a child. Okay. A child she gets. One day the young child was with a father in the field and gets his sunstroke and dies. The woman grabbed that child, put the child on the bed that she set apart for the prophet, put the child on the bed and went out looking for the prophet. So servant, the prophet sees her coming and sends the servant to go check, ask, that's that woman, what's she doing here? Ask her if there's any problem. The woman saw the servant and says, no, no problem. Just want to see the prophet. So he goes to the prophet and says, okay, this is the deal. I told you don't make me any promises. I was looking for a child. Child is here now, and now the child is dead. You can't fix the problem. Prophet gives his servant his staff, says, go take care of it. Servant goes there, nothing happens. I know you're standing, and I'm standing too. So Elijah comes, goes to that room, lays on the bed where the child was. And all of a sudden, the child that was dead came back alive. It was the bed that she made for the prophet. That's where her miracle took place. And God is asking you today, what bed are you making for me? Because the place you make for me is the place I'm going to meet you and provide your miracle. I'm talking to everybody, but the Lord is speaking to her. It's a new day, and miracles are available. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. In the book of Numbers, chapter 33, this service tonight is going to be a mixture of teaching and praying. We've got an assignment tonight, something we need to accomplish. In this psalm, or rather in this book, Numbers 33, the main verse I want is verse 55, but I'm going to take it up from verse 50. But verse 55 is our key verse. It says here, and the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. Saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures. Destroy all their what? Pictures. And destroy all their molten images. and quite pluck down all their high places. Get rid of their pictures. Get rid of their molten images. Get rid of their high places. So get rid of all of that. He says, and ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein. But get rid of their what? Their pictures, their molten images, their idols. And get rid of the high places where they have those idols. Get rid of the high places of their worship. Get rid of their idols. And get rid of the emblems that signify that they have molten images when they step away from where the molten images are. So get rid of that. He says, this is how you're going to dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein. He says, for I have given you the land to possess it. I've given you the land. It's yours to possess. But you've got to get rid of whatever it was that was there. The mindset, the thinking of those people, you have to get rid of all of it. I've given you the land to possess it. And you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. And to the more you shall give, the more inheritance. And to the fewer you shall give, the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your fathers, ye shall inherit. And 55, our main verse. But if ye will not, but if ye will not, but if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, if you don't, because you chose not to, I want, say it with me, but if ye will not. So that's an act of the will. It's not that you are not capable of, but if you choose not to, because you choose to tolerate whatever it was that was there before, accept it, assimilate it, compromise with it. If you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain, those which you let remain, it's your decision. You let it remain. I've given it to you, it's yours. But even though I've given it to you, you still have a choice to decide how much of it you're going to get. Then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes. They'll poke your eyes. And the eyes are very delicate. Poke somebody's eyes, they go blind. And there'll be thorns in your sides. And shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. You dwell in there, but they will vex you. They will torment you there. They will terrorize you in that land. It's your land, but you will be terrorized in your own land, in your own inheritance, because you made a decision to tolerate, to assimilate what I said to you belongs to you. It belongs to you. Get rid of everything that was there before. Get rid of it. This picture, this is really nice. Oh, my goodness. We can make some money out of this. He says, get rid of it. Get rid of the mess. Don't have any memories of it. But unfortunately, too many times we allow things that need to be gone to remain. And then we gripe about all the issues that follow. God says, get rid of it. Because if you don't, I'm poking you in the eye. It's going to be poking you on the sides. It's going to be causing you to be angry for no reason. You've been tormented in the blessing. You're blessed, but tormented. The question you and I need to ask ourselves is, what am I allowing to hang around in my life that should not be there? Want to hang around certain kinds of friends and do certain kinds of stuff, and we think we'll still be okay. The reality is, it's like they say, you can eat your cake and have it at the same time. Did I say it right? Kind of. Okay, I'll take kind of. We just do too many things that end up robbing us. Get rid of the pornography. Get rid of the pornography. Just get rid of it. Because if you don't, I don't know who this is. It's going to wreck everything. It's going to wreck everything. It's going to be a thorn. They say, get rid of those pictures. Get rid of what? The pictures. Get rid of it. Get rid of whatever it is that is bringing the addiction of the world into your blessing. Get rid of it. This is what God is saying to us tonight. He says, get rid of it. Or you're going to get blind. And so many people walking around blind. Can't see anything. Have no perception. Have no sense of discernment. Just walking around. Don't let anybody get you to do stuff that you know you should not be doing. Because if you compromise and bring stuff into your life that should not be there, there is pain that is coming. There is much pain when you get your eyes poked. Lots of pain when you've been poked by thorns. What's that about?
Well, this is the 21st century. Well, nothing. The Word of God is still the Word of God. You know, when I read pictures, pictures? When was this scripture written? Pictures. If there was ever a time that pictures is relevant, it is now. Please hear the word of the Lord. There is much that God has available for us. And he's saying, you got to get rid of some stuff now. If you're going to enjoy the blessing I have for you, you've got to make the decision that you're going to possess all of it and not fool around and say, well, wow, I think I like that. He says, don't like it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. And tonight, there are things that you and I are going to pray about, and we're going to declare, whether it be things in our homes, things in our minds, things in our society, that we have assimilated and accepted. God is saying, get rid of that. Tonight we're going to make that decision. You get out. Out of my life. You cannot be here no more. Out. The Bible says that we've got to do it violently. And when the Word of God talks about the kingdom of God and taking it by force, it is the application of the power of God against whatever is contrary to the will of God for my life. You've got to be firm. You've got to make that decision. No more of this foolishness around here. No more of that. I reject it. I denounce it. And no more compromising the truth for the lie. The Word of God tells us to be at peace with all men, do everything that we can to be at peace, but it doesn't say that that peace should be you compromising His truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'd like for us to right now pray. I'm going to ask God to direct everyone here in a very specific way to pray by the leading of the Holy Spirit to address particular aspects, because everyone has an inheritance. And today, you will step into your inheritance, and the blessing of the Lord shall be made manifest in your life. But how you enjoy the blessing of God on your life is going to depend on whether you allow the high places of the enemy to stay, whether you allow their molten images and their idols to stay, or their pictures to stay. Get rid of it. Verse 54 again, and then we'll pray. Actually, 53. He says, and ye shall dispossess the inhabitants. You're going to take what they have been occupying from them. Amen? Praise the Lord. I like that, Lord. Thank you. There are areas that the enemy has occupied, and the Lord wants to take it over. They are in charge of technology, of the movie and entertainment industry, of media, and so on and so forth. These are high places. And God is saying, I want to give it to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. I remember the Lord giving us a word here some time back about the technology that is bringing to the body of Christ that's going to override whatever it is they have right now. Amen? It is ours. We're going to take it, but we are not going to show their pictures. Hallelujah. We're going to show different. We're going to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are not proponents of bad news. We bring good news. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You say, I don't know how that's going to happen. Maybe you've not heard about God before. That when God is on the move, he's on the move. Hallelujah. And God is on the move. He told us this morning about the reversal. Hallelujah. Now we got to position ourselves to take our possession and be certain that we are all about God. Do you know, oh God, my Father, I give you praise. There have been Christian television stations, networks, not just stations, networks, that have been turned over. It belongs to God, but they've turned it over to secular movies, and then they stick in a little bit Christian stuff here and there. That's not what God says. God wants it 100%. That means something's are going to change. That means we are not That means that we are not going to have Christian television that has Buddhism in it. Amen. That has Islam in it. That God sovereignly is going to move on this, and laws and things, statutes are going to change. They have to change because God is calling us to possess. And you know when you have power? You have power when you don't just have prayer, but you have power also when you have money. And you have the numbers. When you have the numbers, every politician will listen. When you've got the money backing you, they shut up. Therefore, everything that we need to do what God wants done, we receive by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. God is going to do a quick work. And we've got to have him first. And I believe that's what he's saying to us today. Because if money is first in your life, guess what? When you get the money, you compromise everything. You start running after the money and start thinking about the money. But when money is way in the caboose and he's right in front, then you see that the money becomes a tool, not a god. Amen? And God is looking for people that he can trust with finances. People he can trust with power. Are you going to be that person today? Is God going to be able to with finances, trust you with power, trust you with who and what he wants to do, what he wants to accomplish? rise with me. And start declaring right now, God, I receive my possession and everything that does not belong in my turf today is rejected. I reject it. I cast it out of my life. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that your church is alive and well, strong and mighty, anointed to accomplish purpose. Therefore, anything that contradicts your will, we reject right now. It must get out of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, get out of my life. Get out of the church. Get out of the body of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are a people that are sold out to God. We are a people that are kingdom focused. We seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing is added unto us. We reject the lies of the enemy. We reject the lies and the feeding and the cuisine of Satan and his cohorts. This day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take a hold of our possession. And we declare that Jesus is Lord. Every satanic agenda, come down now. Be turned down now. Every high place, come down now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rip apart every picture, every presence of darkness. And we declare that God reigns in our land. He reigns in our governments. He reigns in our communities. He reigns in the school divisions. He reigns in the medical systems, in the educational systems, in the social systems. He reigns in the financial systems. He reigns in the military systems. He reigns in every realm. We serve a living God, and he reigns supreme. He is sovereign over all kingdoms collapse. And the kingdom of the Most High God rises to its rightful place. The people of God rise to their rightful place. We take a hold of every level. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, that we are in the right place, doing the right things this day, and your will is done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Raba shekele brakoto, rebalada mashandele kosokaya. In the name of Jesus, we send the word of God as an evil-seeking missile to seek every agenda of the enemy and every presence of the evil one, and bring them to naught now. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, strongholds come down now. Obey the voice of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every spirit of doubt and unbelief, you come down now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every spirit of strife and confusion, you come down now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we wreak havoc on all the forces of darkness. We wreak havoc and on everything that is contrary to the will of God. And we declare that the kingdom of God is come. And he reigns. Our Lord reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Reba shandere bosha. Eh, madosi kele brakataye. Our God reigns. 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 And our God reigns. And we reign with him in the mighty name of Jesus. No defilement. No defilement. No defilement. No defilement. No defilement. No distractions. All things are right. They are right. They are right according to the word of the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord, O God, for deliverance for your people. Those, O God, that are caught up in habits that they've taken from the world. Lord God, let deliverance come upon them. Deliverance, O God, from habits. Father God, people, believers, stuck in alcoholism, taking on a different spirit that is not the spirit of the living God. Today we speak their deliverance. We speak this day, be delivered, be set free. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are stuck in drugs, in the name of Jesus, we deliver them now. We call forth their deliverance, and we declare this day that your people are not addicted, oh God, to alcohol. They are not addicted to drugs. They are not addicted to pornography. They are not addicted, oh God, to strife and confusion. Everything that will pollute the inheritance of your people, this day, oh God, they are delivered from it. They break out from those limitations. They are hearts are right. They seek you first and they declare your will. Lord, oh God, those, oh God, that are stuck, oh God, in immorality, this day in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak, oh God, their deliverance. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak this day, oh God, that your people will not be polluted by the lies and the deceptions of the evil one. Be free in the name of Jesus. Arise and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, freedom, freedom, freedom. We pronounce freedom for your people. Freedom for your people. Lord, oh God, your inheritance they will possess. Father, this day we dispossess the enemy. Hallelujah. We dispossess, oh God, those, oh God, that have been running around in the territory and the turf that you have assigned to us. This day in the name of Jesus, we dispossess them in Jesus' name. Powers of darkness, you are dispossessed in the name of Jesus. We declare wealth and riches are pouring into the house of the Lord, into the hands of the people of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the purpose of the preaching of the gospel, in the name of Jesus, that the technologies will begin to be favorable towards the preaching of the gospel. We thank you, Father God, for the birthing, O God, of holograms, Lord, O God, that are going to be portable. Oh, Father, for the proclamation of the gospel. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, you said it will be so. Oh, 30, 40 years ago, Lord, oh God, that we'll be preaching the gospel and be in different places at the same time. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that this is done and this technology, oh God, is being activated in the hands of believers this day in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for technological breakthroughs for the church, for the people of God, for the quick preaching, the quick workings of grace. You said the internet was going to be the way the gospel is going to be preached in the last days. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that it's happening now. It is happening now in greater measure, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. We take back what is rightfully ours. You did not create anything. And we take that which God put in place. The people of God take a hold of these possessions. I will shake it. Hey, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father. Part of the way that you're going to accomplish this is by bringing those that are in those places to salvation. We call for their salvation right now. We break them free. Hallelujah. 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 We break them free. Lord, oh God, these media moguls, Lord, oh God, we break them free from the hold of Satan and his diabolical ways in the mighty name of Jesus. We tear down strongholds now. We tear down strongholds now. We tear down strongholds now. Thank you, Lord, for raising sons and daughters, oh Father, that are surrendered to you. Thank you, Lord, for new materials pumping through media. In Jesus' name, blessed be the holy name of the Most High God. in every way possible, take a hold of every ram and bring all things subject to your word, to your truth, for the magnification of your glorious name, Father. We speak your word, and by decree, we exert and bring about change in every area of society, in the government, in every realm, in the educational system that the enemy wants to pollute. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. In Jesus' name, you are rebuked. Our children shall be taught of the Lord. Hallelujah. And all of your evil workings are not only exposed, they are eradicated. They are extinct in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. In the book of Zechariah, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, we read these words, powerful words. Who art thou, O great mountain? Wherever that mountain is, who are you? You mountain of sickness and disease. You mountain of lack, poverty, lack of education and ignorance. Whatever that mountain is, you mountain of occultism, witchcraft, satanic worship. You mountain of political resistance. You mountain of legislations and mandates that are not of God. You mountain, who are you before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. You mountain, you are leveled. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. When mountains get leveled, they fill valleys. Shikalabashiko. No up and down. We declare today that mountains are coming down. Praise the Lord. He says, he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. We're going to speak grace, the grace of God against every mountain, to crush it, knock it down, bulldoze it out of the way. Who are you? Today, you're not going to just say, who are you to Zerubbabel? You're going to call your name, because that same spirit that was on Zerubbabel is the same spirit that is in you. Hallelujah. It is the power in you. He's the one that lives inside of you. And no mountain, no issue has the right to stand in your way. Amen? Hallelujah. We're not the ones to be afraid. The devil is the one that needs to be very, very, very afraid. Amen? We're not the ones backing off. We know who's going to back off. And not only back off, start fleeing. Praise the Lord. We are going to put the devil on the run. Praise the Lord. Until God says, it's time for you to come home. But this church of the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to be a wimpish church. Hallelujah. There is this that is coming upon sons and daughters of the Most High God. Who will say, I dare you to try to put in writing any of that nonsense that you are thinking. And while they are trying to do it, their hands will freeze. Remember a prophet comes to town. God gave him an instruction, say, go this way, and when you get there, place judgment. He says, and then keep on going. Don't go back the same way you came. And as he came to town, the king decided to stretch his hand against the prophet, and his hand froze right there. We are about to experience freezing. Oh, God intervening because you spoke. Hallelujah. Because you said something, God says, that's exactly what we're doing. Just like he did at the beginning. What do you call this? I call this thing gone. God says that's exactly what it is. Gone. It's a new day. Amen? So rise with me and say these words with me. Father, I belong to you. I died, and you are now living in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Therefore, any encounter that the devil has with me, he's having with you, because you are the one living in this body. Body, you are healed, restored, and made whole. You are a healthy body. You are strong. You are a blessed body. Organs in my body, you are healthy. Bones, you're healthy. Blood, you're healthy. Nervous system, you're healthy. Body that belongs to me, you are a healthy body. You will serve the Lord perfectly in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you live in me. Therefore, when I say to this mountain, who are you to stand before me? Now mention your name, Michael Ifezino. Mountain, you come down. Because it's not Michael Ifezino that you are contending with. You are contending with the God who lives inside of me. And you have no chance. Therefore, the God who speaks and what he says is true, what he says becomes the new reality, is speaking through my mouth. Mountain, you are leveled. In Jesus' mighty name, every issue leveled in Jesus' mighty name. Lack, you shall not be a mountain before me. You are reduced to nothing in Jesus' name. Sickness and disease, you are reduced to nothing in Jesus' mighty name. Financial issues, you are reduced to nothing in Jesus' mighty name. Family issues, you are reduced to nothing in Jesus' mighty name. Satanic agendas, you are reduced to nothing in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever your name is, You that is contrary to the purposes of God, this day I declare by the authority of the word of God, you are reduced to nothing. I declare grace, 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 grace. And by grace, you are crushed to nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Mark 11, be seated. Be done in a moment. The Lord says, in Mark 11, he says, have God's kind of faith, or have faith in God. Have faith in God. He says, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you are saying shall come to pass, you shall have what you say or you are saying. Amen? For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, whosoever, do you think you're part of that whosoever? It's a choice. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith or is saying shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he what? Said. Now if you said to the mountain, mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and it immediately did it, where's the doubt? What that means then is that the mountain might be talking back and saying, are you talking to me? Tonight we're going to say, mountain, I'm talking to you. Get out. Amen? Get out of my way. Land in the sea. Praise the Lord. Do you know a mountain that needs to get out of the way? Okay. Then I want you to pray that prayer. Let the mountain know that it stayed its time too long. See, when you shouted grace, it is like taking a big hammer and coming at that mountain and bang. You must be bigger than that mountain. So I'm bigger than you. You know what the word of God says? Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And whatever that problem is, whatever the challenge, today it is, come, sister, come. Everybody take this. Whatever the mountain is, you receive it? You receive it? You sure? The mountain is gone. Praise God. You know what that mountain is. It's gone. It cannot stay. There's no competition. You are Lord over the mountain. Praise God. Do you receive it? Church, do you receive it? Whatever the mountain is, gone. Take it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every mountain must be leveled. Do you receive that word? You sure? You got it? Come. There you go. Every mountain must be leveled. When Jesus came, he sent a John the Baptist. And the role of John the Baptist is to make the pathway straight, level every mountain, fill the valleys. And God, before he comes back, before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, he needs some mountain-moving people. Hallelujah. And he's going to do it through you and through me. Rise with me. Say these words with me. I am anointed to be a mountain remover. Therefore, mountain, you have to obey me now. Get out. In Jesus' name. I'm anointed to be a yoke breaker. I'm anointed by the living God to shatter the stronghold of poverty, depression, confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. I am anointed. Look for it in. Keep on standing. Look for it in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look for it in. It says the Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me. It's upon the Lord Jesus. Well, guess what? He gives you the right to speak that same word. Amen? Because you are his representative in the earth. Hallelujah. So, with everything inside of you, speak it out boldly, all of that scripture. Speak it out boldly right now in unison. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Final prayer tonight. In just a few days from now, next Friday, we start a new set of meetings. I'm going to have the promo played right now, but I want you to get ready to participate in this special meeting coming up. It's the Glory Fest Conference, and God wants to do something extraordinary with each one of us. Amen? Hallelujah. The grace that you need to fulfill your divine destiny, you will have. Praise God. But don't allow those pictures, those molten images, and those high places to come. Destiny that God is unveiling for you. Amen? Promo, and then we're going to pray about this meeting right now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now begin to thank God for his mighty move during this conference coming. Baroshikaraba. Thank you, Lord, for the Glory Fest conference. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your hand upon your servants that are going to minister during this conference, for the extraordinary things that are going to happen. Lord, O God, for the surprises, O God, that you have in place for your people. Lord, O God, great things are going to happen. 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 There will be no slowing down, no delays, no resistance. Lord, oh God, a perfect move by your Holy Spirit. You are doing it, oh God. You are doing it, oh God. Lord, oh God, an outpouring, oh God, of your Shekinah glory. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, an outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, oh God, salvations and healings and miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. For a new day, for a new experience, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan is rebuked in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Kidiba shandara boko sheketiba. Many years ago, that was going to be the last prayer. But I want you to pray this prayer. I was driving down Main Street, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, "This is Turtle Island. Break the spirit of Turtle Island, so that speed comes into place." And I said, "Oh, I know that, Turtle Island." Okay. So I kept on driving. And all of a sudden, I start seeing on Main Street, Turtle. I say, what the Lord just said, I can see it. So today we're going to go underground and we're going to break the stronghold of Turtle Island. Whatever principality, whatever power has been operating in this area, today in the mighty name of Jesus, we're going to crush it. It's not going to hide underneath the shell. We're going to kill this sucker. Hallelujah. We are going to release the hammer of God, and it is going to kill this thing right now. Are you ready to pray? Declare in Jesus' name that the spirit, the principality, the power of Turtle Island is destroyed right now, so that the people in this community will experience the breakthroughs that God has for them. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. You're covered under the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare in Jesus' name that the power of stronghold of this area is destroyed right now. We take the spear of the word of God and we cut right through. We take the hammer of God and we break this thing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the lightnings of God strike this principality, this power, in the mighty name of Jesus. Turtle Island, you are destroyed and you are renamed. Harabo shekete le brosoka, rekete le bresiketeba, remasoko te brosikaya, in the mighty name of Jesus, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Rabo shekete brokara, we declare supernatural speed into this territory, into this area, speed to accomplish everything that God wants done. In the mighty name of Jesus, You shall not adulterate the meaning of speed. Grace, 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 grace. Hallelujah. Grace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We reverse every misfortune and we declare the blessings of God upon this house and upon this territory to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Amen. At this time, we'll honor God with our giving. Just come and just give faithfully and generously unto the Lord. May He bless you in that which you do, in faith and by faith. You can never outgive the Lord. You can never outgive God. When you're faithful in your giving, you can be certain that God will cause you to experience His abundance in every area. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good? Amen. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. May God bless you in your going out and in your coming in. May the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ surprise you this week. Amen. Opportunities. May every opportunity that comes your way be graced with ability, your ability to enjoy and experience that opportunity to its fullness. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of the things that causes us to be undone is that we think of ourselves only on a natural basis, what you think you can do. Please don't think in that basis. This is the amount of education I've got, and this determines what I can do. Don't do that. Get rid of that. Take the limits off of God, and take the limits off of yourself. And understand that you can do what? All things. Through what? Christ. Who strengthens you. You can do anything. You can accomplish anything. There's no limit to what you can accomplish. Praise the Lord. Let that be deep within you. And walk that way. Day in, day out. And you will see that you'll be going farther and farther away from defeat and deeper into a lifestyle of victory in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise God. Well, bless you. I'll see you on Wednesday. That'll be the next time I get to see you, on Wednesday for Bible study. And then on Friday, service is going to, because it's a special meeting, it's going to start at 6:30. So Friday, service starts at 6:30. Saturday, 6:30. Sunday evening, it will also be at 6:30. Amen? When we have special meetings always start at 6:30. All right? So do make note of that and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Is anyone here for the first time? I don't think so. All right. Well, bless you all. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord and prosper in Him. Good night. Love you guys. Amen.